We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday.
What's up, everybody? It's Wednesday, October the 9th. Couple of big events happening today. It's National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work or School Day.
Don't have mine anymore.
Okay, I could get school. What do you mean you don't have it anymore? You have everything you've ever owned throughout your entire childhood.
That's true.
It's just in your bedroom at home.
That's true.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hard to bring that one here today.
Shout out to emergency nurses. You're very much needed.
Yeah.
Your day as well. It's also a very, very important day for all of us. It's National Stop Bullying Day. That is a very, very big day that I think it's finally getting a lot of respect, you know? I mean, I think we're finally making strides in ending bullying. I mean, we've got a long way to go.
Yeah. But today's a day you can go online and actually, like, it'll be peaceful on social media. No one's attacking someone or someone's not attacking. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's where you get a lot of bullying.
I would like to believe that you are correct.
Again,
those are some pretty lofty goals.
My fingers are crossed. If there's one day out of the year, today could be that day where we could be on social media and be like, oh, it's not as bad as we thought it would be.
Oh, boy. I'd sure like to hope that you're right, Alex. I was just scrolling through. It wasn't even so much bullying. It's just like I have to put my phone down and stop looking at stuff.
It's because just so much hate.
It depresses me. And it's not even that. It's just like a myriad of different things. Been in a little funk lately. I'm very depressed. Very sad.
I'll pull it together for 3 hours.
That's not exactly the best response one person is looking for when they say they're struggling with depression. It's like, pull it together. That's not what you say.
Hey,
I can tell you, that's not what you say. You might remember Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas as a Category 5 storm over a month ago. So it's even amazing this is even possible. A group called Big Dog Ranch Rescue has been searching for animals trapped under the rubble. And last Friday, they found a dog that somehow survived this whole time.
Dang.
A drone with an infrared scanner spotted him. Then rescuers found him pinned under an air conditioner, surrounded by rubble, which ironically is the name of the dog that actually picks up heavy rocks on Paw Patrol.
Yes, it is. I thought you were going to say that it's the name of the dog that
they
found.
Me too.
I was like, my God.
The dog on Paw Patrol is rubble.
Yes, yes, it is.
After he survived for a month on nothing but rainwater.
Wow.
A month this dog survived drinking rainwater.
That's amazing.
He was real thin and weak, but alive, and immediately ate a can of cat food they had for him. He's like, I don't care.
Meow. Choosers.
They flew him to an animal hospital near West Palm Beach, and he's doing a lot better now. They decided to name him Miracle.
Aww.
For obvious reasons. He is the 138th dog they've saved in the Bahamas in the past month, and as soon as he's healthy, they'll put him up for adoption. If you want to donate or learn more, you can check out their website, bdrr.org. Check this out.
Is she stuck?
She's stuck.
Are you kidding me?
9:30 this morning.
Someone hit the doors.
We had a plane there within an hour underneath an AC unit. And he's been there since the storm because he's emaciated, nothing but a bag of bones, and still wagging his tail.
Aww.
I want everybody to know that the crisis for the Bahamas is not over.
Mm. Man.
It's always hard to look at those dogs. I prefer to watch the before and after when they show the dog, and then they show the dog, you know, healthy, wagging his tail.
Right.
Oh, man.
Video is just really unbelievable. We'll send it to you, and also the information on how you can help out if you text HAPPY to 51993. Pretty amazing. Again, we're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Can't thank you enough for listening to Mix 94.7.
You ready?
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
This former voice judge sang backup on the TLC Smash Waterfalls. Was it A, Pharrell, B, Usher, or C, CeeLo?
Man.
CeeLo.
I wanted to be CeeLo so bad. Is it CeeLo Green?
Why do you want it to be CeeLo?
Just because that's the last thing I expect him ever to do. Like, it just sounds, I don't know. It's just, like, so random.
Well, guess what, guys? It's CeeLo! Here's T-Boz explaining how that all happened.
And we grew up together. We go way back. And so he was chilling at the studio. I was like, hey, you sing good. Why don't you? I mean, you know, then everybody knew him as a rapper. But we was like, I love his voice, so sing on this. And so he did. And it was amazing. And now the world knows him as a singer, but he was like that years ago.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Coming up next, Sarah's Dating Diary. It's cuffing season, y'all. She'll explain exactly what that means right after the Chainsmokers Mix 94.7. Thank you so much for having us on. We really appreciate it. Mystery Movie. Feel like both of you should get it today. The Booker, Alex, and Sarah Mystery Movie. I'm going to play a clip here in just a second from a popular film. See if you can name it. Okay, here we go.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Give it a shot.
Is it, Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank, yeah, go. You're right.
Will Smith, not Will. Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Is it, Frank the Tank.
I know, but Wedding Crashers? No.
Nope.
It's,
Sarah, you want to help him out?
Days are...
It's old school. You're my boy, Blue.
I knew it, but it's like, I was like, what's that name? And then, like, the wedding bells, like, yeah. And I was thinking Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
No, but he was in that.
It's Vince Young. Or not Vince Young. Vince Vaughn.
Well, I said Will Smith. So yeah, I can't laugh too much.
It's Vince Vaughn. Uh-huh. Talking to Will Ferrell, trying to talk him out of getting married standing there at the altar. Speaking of which, this video, y'all, you've got to see. Text Bride to 51993. So we'll send it to you, and you can actually watch it. It's so funny. A bride and groom were at the altar. This is in real life. And she didn't know that the videographer had equipped the groom with a microphone, mm-hmm. put a microphone on him. Mm-hmm. So during a very tender moment, they're standing, and the music's playing, and you can hear the singing in the background, and you know how, as you've been married, mm-hmm. where you're standing there and you're looking each other in the mm-hmm. eyes and there's other stuff going on, right? She whispers to her future husband in a very sweet, gentle, delicate moment in time, probably the biggest moment of her entire life. I took a really big dump before I came down the aisle.
And everyone heard that.
Well, the videographer did. Oh. I mean... It was intended only for him, but what she didn't realize is it was picked up on the microphone.
That's how some people's relationships are.
Oh, my gosh. Like, nothing says love like that.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous because this is like, that's the kind of woman. Yeah, that's awesome. Check this out.
What's happening?
You look amazing.
I took a really big dump right before I came down the aisle.
What the hell's wrong with you?
She's whispering
it. But listen to it again. Turn it up so you can hear it again. He said, you look amazing, right? And she goes, her response to that was, I took a really big dump right before I came down the aisle.
What's happening?
You look amazing.
I took a really big dump right before I came down the aisle.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
It's
so funny.
Wait, hold on, Sarah, you're talking. Hold on. This is where he tells her that there's a microphone.
Bring a microphone.
Oops. What'd she say?
Like that. The videographer just heard what he said.
She says, oopsie. And why would you do that? He's like, for moments like this.
Oh, my gosh. She
so good.
Is the coolest girl ever. Like, sounds so awesome.
It's funny because Booker always talks about how girls, if you're like, oh, my gosh, you look so great today. And you immediately say things like, well, I got it at Target on sale. It's like, not a big deal.
Yes.
It's exactly that. You look amazing. Well, I took a big dump before I walked down the aisle.
Oh, man.
Don't go too crazy.
He's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Ladies, and thank you for bringing that out, because this is a PSA that we just need to remind women every once in a while. When someone says that is a beautiful dress or what a cute dress, you don't have to follow it up with $9.99 at Kohl's. You don't have to say got it on clearance and such
you,
and such.
You don't have to say I just took a dump.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. And you don't have to say I just took a dump.
Thank you, it's fine.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, when we first mentioned that Jimmy Fallon was going to take the Tonight Show on the road to a college for the very first time, we knew that it was going to be big, mm-hmm. and he did it. The city known for doing things big. Austin, Texas, and the University of Texas. And of course, we speculated, as it turns out correctly,
yeah.
that his big guest would be our very own Matthew McConaughey. Here's Jimmy on the Today Show.
So you're taking the show on the road, right?
Yeah.
You're
going
to go to University of Texas.
University of Texas.
This is brilliant.
At Austin.
Brilliant idea.
Now, are you allowed to say you have a certain professor coming?
Yes.
Certain professor.
I think we can announce
you can?
It.
McConaughey.
Professor McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey is a teacher. He's a professor at the University of Texas.
Do you have a good impression of him?
I'm just thinking, like, when he does, when he grades his tests, you'd be like, all right, these are all wrong, these are all right, all right, all right.
Has it gotten to the point where all right, all right, all right has jumped the shark?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a all right, shirt and hat, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
It's like, you know, it was our thing, and now mm-hmm. it's, like, spread out. Now late night yeah. hosts are saying it as a joke for the
exactly.
first time. Like, it's officially done.
No, you're absolutely right. Still great, but absolutely now the nation, like with Jimmy doing that.
But
absolutely right.
It's still awesome when Matthew says it.
Oh, yeah. It's still awesome that he's going to be on as Professor McConaughey.
Right.
Super
also,
cool.
The Minister of Culture.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
For the University of Texas.
If you own a pair of AirPods that you bought back in 2016 or 2017, I'm pretty sure everyone has a pair now, you want to listen up because these two words can save you a ton of money on replacement ones at the Apple store. I say replacement ones because, well, the batteries on AirPods can't be replaced. And it's coming out now that they're lasting about 36 months. A lot of people taking their AirPods back to the store and saying, hey, these don't charge anymore. Well, if you've had them for less than a year, Apple is saying that they'll replace them at no charge. But remember, the batteries can't be replaced. You'll get a whole new pair. And that's if you had them for less than a year. But if your product, like mine, is absolutely out of warranty, they'll replace them for $49 each. So $98 is what you'll be paying for your replacement AirPods. Here's the key, though. I mentioned two words. When you go into the Apple store, you have to tell the Apple genius that you are there for battery service.
And you still have to pay $100.
You pay $98.
Oh, sorry.
$2 under $100. But yeah, because they're going to charge you for a full new pair if you don't say battery service.
I believe Costco has them now for $133.
Still cheaper when you go in and say battery service at the Apple store.
Okay, so let me just make sure I understand this correctly. If you've had it for under a year,
uh-huh.
they'll give you a brand new one for free.
If the charging isn't lasting. So like if you're not getting the promised
yeah.
5 hours of listening time, they
okay.
will check.
So if you bought it in 2016 or 2017, then obviously you've had it for more than a year.
Yeah, so it's out of warranty.
Out of
sure.
warranty. But you can just say I'm here for battery replacement and I'll get a new one for $98.
Battery service.
Battery service.
And you got to say battery service. But yes, if you have AirPods and they're not holding a charge anymore and they are out of warranty, go to the Apple store and say, I'm here for battery service.
Y'all, it really might be the most dramatic season of The Bachelor yet because our Bachelor cut his face open, like all the way open.
I was gonna
22
ask how bad.
Stitches. I mean, 22 stitches to me is pretty bad. Like one or two, whatever. 22, that's real bad. So our next Bachelor is Peter Weber. He's very handsome. And
he's not Peter Weber. He's Peter the Pilot.
Oh, Peter the Pilot.
Right.
Sure. He was in Costa Rica this past weekend filming The Bachelor. And he slipped trying to step onto a golf cart and split his face open on some cocktail glasses that he was carrying. He was rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery where he got 22 stitches. And they say it was a freak accident, but that he's still that handsome, dashing pilot we've all dreamed of.
This happened at the same time that all the women were showing up at the house. So everybody's wondering what's going to happen to the show.
Makeup will be amazing. I mean, it seems like you would think that he's just going to have this open cut the whole season. How's he going to get in the hot tub? There's a lot of diseases, you know, swarming around that thing.
Well,
you gotta
there's a
protect.
Lot of diseases without the cuts on the face.
Hot water kills everything, Sarah.
You're right.
Professor McConaughey will be joining Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show on UT campus. If you've owned your AirPods for less than a year and they have gone bad, they'll replace it for free. But if it's out of warranty, just say battery service at the Apple Store, and it'll cost you $98 to get a brand new pair. And Pilot Pete, the new bachelor, split his face open, causing him to get 22 stitches. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. There is one thing that Sarah Osbourne has done for a long time, but for whatever reason, recently it has really started to aggravate me. And this is something you do all the time.
Grab my head when I sneeze?
No, that's a whole different thing. But that one is funny. Sarah has this weird deal where whenever she sneezes, achoo, she takes the palm of her hand and places it on her forehead. Achoo! When she's sneezing, which does nothing. She's trying to protect her head, but doesn't care about covering her mouth. But no, that's funny. Now, the thing that you've been doing lately that for whatever reason has been driving me insane is you chew your nails, but I've never, ever heard anyone chew their nails so loud in my entire life. This is real audio of Sarah chewing her nails. What is going on there?
Are you that bad with your nails?
Yes and no. Yes, I have chewed my nails my whole life, but I am not to the point where a lot of people that do it will chew their cuticles and nails to where it's like bleeding and gross. I don't do that. Mine are actually just short. I just prefer to have them short. It's like a nervous, anxious tick that I have. When I'm stressed out, you know how sometimes people eat food? I chew my nails.
Bro, turn this off.
Like, I know.
It's driving me crazy.
Right. See?
I didn't pay much attention. I mean, I guess you just started doing it as of lately.
Why is it so loud, though, is a question.
Well, I don't know. I've been doing it my whole life. My mom even put, there was that nail polish your parents would put on your nails as a kid that was supposed to taste like trash.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to, you know, give in. So I was like, it tastes good. And I went through a phase, too, where I would go get manicures every week, right?
Yes.
Because you can get a nail polish change and it's like $7. And I was trying to invest in my nails because I would like them to be pretty. And it's like I'm an addict. I'll go 3 weeks.
Gosh. You know?
Hi, my name is Sarah and I'm a nail biting addict. And I'll go 3 weeks and then something will happen that'll just trigger me. And my hands go in my mouth and I can't stop it. Like, I can't stop it.
What if you were to get a manicure where you would get nails, right?
Uh-huh.
And they would be painted and they would look I've never seen you with actual fingernails other than your own.
So if I were to get the acrylics,
uh-huh,
I will rip them off and that will actually rip my legit nails off.
That's so brutal.
Yeah, then it's just a project.
Wow.
It's just like a really, you know, give me a challenge, I'll rise to it.
Well, when Sarah starts in with her nail biting and that sound that just drives me crazy, I can get up and walk out of the room. Something happened the other night and it was one of the most uncomfortable moments of my entire marriage. My wife and I are lying in bed together. Mm-hmm. She's like, I need a snack. So she gets up, she goes downstairs, and she comes back with a bag of chips. Very weird. She never does that. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there lying there watching TV, and I hear, oh my God. Y'all, every time I got the most high anxiety, every time her hand reached into that bag.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I tried to calculate it because I didn't want to say anything, right? I didn't want to make her uncomfortable for just eating chips. But every time she reached in to grab a chip, my hand went over my ear to cover it so it would soften the blow.
Do you want me to diagnose you? You have a condition.
Sure.
It's a real thing.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm serious. It's called misophonia.
Misophonia.
M-I-S-O. No, it's real.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
I was going to say, like, misohorny.
No.
But I didn't know about misohorny.
No,
tell us more.
Misophonia. This is, I listen to a lot of podcasts and it gets brought up quite a bit. Is a disorder when certain sounds trigger emotional or, I think it's physiological or psychological. I can't read that word.
Well, you're reading it, though.
No, I know, but what's P-H-Y-S?
That's physiological.
Physiological.
Psychological has a C in
okay.
it.
So sounds trigger emotional or physiological responses that some might perceive as unreasonable, given the circumstances. Those who have misophonia might describe it as when a sound drives you crazy. Their reactions can range from anger and annoyance to panic and the need to flee.
That's what I have.
And it's,
that's what I have.
Typically, from what I understand, sounds that come from someone's mouth. So it's eating sounds,
yes.
or as Booker hates, if we're drinking water,
yes.
or if I swallow loudly, he
yes.
freaks
that's
out.
Oh my God! Yes, so
have,
yes.
So you have misophonia. Yeah, and it says it can last for years or it's lifelong.
Oh my gosh! So when we do that, like sometimes Sarah and I'm apologize right now because
yeah.
I know you suffer from this condition.
I know.
But Sarah and I would mess with you because we right. just thought we were right. just being funny, but bro, we're really sorry.
Misophonia.
Yeah, rage, anger, hatred,
oh.
panic.
Oh my God,
fear,
yes, yes,
emotion,
all of those things. Oh my
disgust.
God, I'm getting high anxiety just thinking about it.
Hey, can you imagine your worst nightmare? You laying in the middle of a bed and your wife on the right eating chips and Sarah
oh
on the left eating your nails?
No!
His current record is 1,254 wins with just 114 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Eileen. Eileen lives in Pflugerville, makes the commute to South Austin, where she's a project manager. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us for Can't Be Booker. We're excited to have you on, and let's do this. Jump straight to it, all right? I'm leaving the room. Sarah's about to ask you five questions that she has written. They're all pop culture related. Whenever you're done answering, I'm not going to be able to hear anything, and I don't know what the questions are, but I will come back and answer the exact same five. Whoever gets more right will win, okay?
Awesome.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Eileen. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number one. James Vanderbeek and his wife are expecting their sixth child.
Be good for them.
Ooh, he's currently competing. I know. He is currently competing on what reality show?
Oh, I have no idea. Dancing with the Stars?
All right. Ellen and George Bush sat next to each other at the Dallas Cowboys game on Sunday. Who is Ellen's wife?
Portia de Rossi.
Stephen Jenkins went to a hospital here in Austin to sing for kids as part of Musicians on Call. What band is Stephen Jenkins the lead singer for?
I don't know.
Okay. Nick Jonas will serve as a new coach on season 18 of The Voice. I am so excited. What a great choice. He's kind of filling in for Adam Levine, taking that spot. Which coach won The Voice last season? Was it John Legend or Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson.
And finally, Pitchfork.com has put together a list of the 200 best songs of the 2010s since we're about to, this is crazy, leave that decade.
Wow.
I don't know. The songs are, like, not my favorite. Like, Kendrick Lamar is number one. You have Grimes, number two. Dancing on My Own by Robin, who will be here at ACL Fest on Sunday this week. And Formation by what major pop star?
I don't know either.
Okay, we'll bring them back in.
Booker!
Hear my name.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there.
Hey.
Either you're saying peace or she got two.
She
out
got
of five.
Two.
Okay.
She got two.
I think 'Kay. I can do this.
You ready?
Am I ever, Sarah?
All right. Okay. I just want you to listen real carefully because the
okay.
knowledge I'm about to drop on you is crazy. Okay.
Go.
Just ingest all this.
Yes.
James Vanderbeek and
yes.
his wife are expecting their sixth child.
Wow. Dawson's Leak.
Dude. Oh. Wow.
All right. Anyway, he's currently competing on what reality show?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, y'all both got that. So Ellen and George W. sat next to each other at the Cowboys game on Sunday. Maybe he's painting a picture of her. That's his new hobby. Anyway,
oh, yeah, he's pretty good.
He is good. So who is Ellen's wife?
Portia de Rossi.
Yes. Stephen Jenkins went to a hospital here in Austin to sing for the kids as part of Musicians on Call. He is the lead singer of what band?
Third Eye Blind.
Yes.
The kids are all like, who?
I know.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh, don't hate, bro. His brother George lives here. He's probably staying with George for ACL.
George?
Really?
George
Shout
Jenkins,
out.
Bro.
Are you serious?
What's he do?
I met him one time backstage with Third Eye Blind back in the day.
And he lives in Austin.
Yeah, he lives in Austin. Or yeah. I think he still does. I mean, if Steven's kicking it around for another week.
Nick Jonas will serve as a new coach on season 18 of The Voice, which is an excellent choice. He will be replacing Adam Levine, who's taking a break. Which coach won The Voice last season, John Legend or Kelly Clarkson?
I am about 98% sure it is Kelly Clarkson.
No, it was John Legend. Kelly Clarkson won the previous two seasons. And then little quiet John Legend, because he's so quiet on the show. Everybody else gets all loud and bickers, and then he's just the nice guy like, hi, guys.
He's so nice.
He's
wow.
so nice. place. And finally, Pitchfork.com has put together a list of the 200 best songs of the 2010s since we are about to leave this decade. Number one is All Right by Kendrick Lamar, Oblivion by Grimes, Dancing on My Own by Robin, who will be here this weekend for weekend two of ACL, and Formation by what mega pop star?
Beyonce.
Yes. 4 out of 5. I don't know about that list, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that list either.
I'm not sure about that list, but that's cool. I mean, shout out Robin.
It's a great thing about these lists, you know?
Right. And
the best thing about music is that it's all interpretive, you know? You can take it however you want. Like Sarah thought, Memories from Maroon 5 was a graduation song when it was all about the loss of his best friend.
There's a couple high schools right now listening saying, we're going to scratch this song for May.
It's all about honoring your loved ones that have passed. All right, anyway, Eileen, thanks for playing.
Thank you. This is Eileen from Pflugerville, and I can't beat Booker.
Hey! Good try.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
And finally, a French town made a world record-setting fruit salad that weighed almost 23,000 pounds. When they heard about wasting 23,000 pounds of fruit, Edible Arrangements was like, stay in your lane, girl.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Missed Connections on Mix 94.7.
Alex, Sarah, say hi to Ryan!
Hey, man.
Hi there.
How you guys doing?
Good.
This lends itself to so many jokes, but Ryan wants us to connect him with the girl that liked his sausage. Wait, no. He liked her sausage.
He liked her sausage, yes.
So confused by this.
Very different.
Please...
Very different.
Man, that's awesome.
Whole different thing.
No, but sausage is involved.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
A lot of it, apparently.
Ryan, what happened here?
Well, I was over at Sam's Club a couple days back with my roommate. See, we were shopping for communal food for our house. And when we were there, there was this gal that was passing out sausage samples over by the deli. And, you know, so I kept passing by, grabbing a sausage, you know, getting a smile. She was just this absolute cute gal. You know, and I'm going to tell you guys, this gal, she could not keep her eyes off of me. Like, she wanted me hardcore, the way how she smiled. She kept the sausages coming.
She kept the sausages coming. Okay. Seriously.
Now, are you sure this wasn't just her being nice and...
Selling
the product.
I'm telling you, like, there is something different about this gal, the way how she smiled, the way how, I don't know, there's, like, this twinkle in her eye or something. I don't know what it was, but it was something there.
I love his confidence.
So, you want the sausage lady?
Absolutely. and my roommate, you know, she told me about, you know, this misconnection thing you guys do, and so here I am giving you guys a call.
Okay.
If you have a female roommate, surely she kind of gave you that female perspective of whether or not the sausage lady really wanted you.
Yeah, but I mean, she kept apologizing for, you know, for me as we were passing by every time, you know, and she said the same thing, you know, she was like, I don't know, like she might just be selling her product, you know, maybe she didn't jump to conclusions, and I don't know.
I mean, if she was apologizing, she obviously was thinking, this is not going
to
happen.
Yeah, how many sausages do you have? Did you have to have someone apologize for you?
Double digits? I don't know.
Double digits.
Dude. Oh, man.
You're the best.
Oh.
Well, we'll see if Jimmy Dean can fall in love here. Now, this is kind of interesting because it wasn't just a regular employee at the store, which would have made it a whole lot easier.
Well, Sam's first of all told me that it's people that work for these companies that come in and do, like, oversee the samplings. Anyways, I reached out to the sausage company and asked who their vendor for the Southwest region or our region was, and they told me, and I found her on LinkedIn.
We got a hold of Jennifer. She's been waiting on hold the whole time, and all she knows is that somebody wants to speak to her. So hang on. You ready? We'll put the two of you together.
Awesome.
Just like jalapeno and cheddar.
Oh, sausage?
Yeah, there's a lot of sausage jokes that's going to be happening, Sarah.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know this is really bizarre. You probably did not expect a phone call from us, but we are here to help out Ryan, who said that he saw you at Sam's Club and was very, very intrigued by you, thought you were just absolutely adorable, and was very interested in... Well, first of all, you want to say hi? Ryan, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
And I don't know if you remember Ryan, but he circled back around. He said that he felt that you were... eyeing him.
Like you're really into him.
That, like, you were giving him all the sausages because...
All the sausages.
All the sausages.
Oh, God. I feel kind of bad, but I can't really say I remember him.
That's okay.
Why yeah, would you?
I mean, how many samples did she give that day?
Yeah, no, I mean, customers generally can have as many as they want. That's kind of our policy.
That's good to know, because I always feel bad just getting a second sample.
I mean, it's true. You want to dump the product on someone and make them really, really want it after.
Did you buy any, Ryan?
I didn't buy any.
Bro.
Fail.
Jennifer, let me ask you, are you single?
Yeah, I'm single, but I don't actually live in Austin.
What do you mean you don't live in Austin?
I was just traveling. I'm a vendor, so I kind of go into town in different kind of markets that we have, and I go to the different Sam's clubs. So I was really only there for a couple of days, so I don't live in Austin.
Oh, no. So no link here.
Oh, my God.
Yep. That was pretty good.
Thank you. That was a good one. All right.
I give that one a 9.
That was the best one.
That was good.
I didn't see that one come.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
According to a new study, people who own dogs live longer, while people who own cats live until their cat doesn't want them to anymore.
Do you have a right to tell your boyfriend you want him to get a vasectomy? Like, if you're not married, if you're just dating.
The right?
I mean, you could tell him anything, but it would be kind of messed up. I would never tell my significant other that I was just dating to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about it, right?
Well, I mean, you have the right to ask, and they have the right to say no.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
Or yes.
Lewis in North Austin is going through this right now. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
So you and your girlfriend have been together for how long?
So 2 years, it'll actually be 3 years in January.
You have a mutual agreement with your girlfriend that neither one of you want to get married.
Right.
And she has kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a couple kids.
Trying to follow along here. And you're okay with that?
Yeah. I'm okay with it. It's just she actually wants me to get a vasectomy.
Right.
And,
because neither one of you want to have kids.
Right. She doesn't want any more, and then you don't want any.
Yeah, exactly. I'm okay with that. I don't really want kids. And her kids are great. It's fine.
And then what has recently made you change your mind?
Well, I was hanging out with some of my friends, and, you know, they kind of brought up a lot of really good points. That what if I do want to have kids someday? What if I change my mind? What if we don't end up staying together and I find a woman that does want kids and I fall in love with her? I'm kind of stopping myself from being able to do anything to ever have kids again.
You have good friends.
Yeah.
No, really.
Okay, so you and I both have had vasectomies.
Yes, we have.
There was never a point where I'm like, what if I change my mind? I know that I don't want any more kids.
And I'm the same way, too. I know as well. I
mean, right.
But I'm also married, and I have two kids that it's not going to ever change. They're going to still be my kids, knock on wood.
Even if you're not married, you're still going to have the kids.
They're still my kids, but and I know I'm done after two.
It's a different situation.
Right. I mean,
why is it a different situation?
Because you produce two children, and they are, at the time, both under the age of 5, and you're like, not again.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're saying it's different for Lewis because he has no kids biologically.
Like, yes.
Well, and they've been together 2 years, and so I don't know, like, if you're committed to this woman, you know this is it for the end of life, and you're in, y'all just don't want to get married, no big deal. And I mean, you're comfortable with it, but if there's a little bit of doubt, you don't owe it to her to get a vasectomy, I guess I would say. I mean, it's not like you guys have already had a bunch of kids, and she's just like, please, I can't do it anymore.
This is one of those that you can't have doubt about it. You have to go in like Booker went in, and I went in like 100%. Like, this is like, because if you have doubt, yes, you can get a reversal, but it doesn't work all the time.
Yeah,
I've heard.
It's expensive.
Yeah, and it's like, it was painful getting it done. Imagine having to like unburn and like pull it together and tie it and like,
come on, we'll see. It was
it.
Not painful to get it done. It was actually pretty easy.
Dude, I felt the tugging. It was bad.
Okay, too much information. Thank you.
Like, I felt the snip and the pulling. And then I looked down and saw, like, what looked like macaroni elbows. That was awful.
Thank you.
So, do you really want it?
No. You're right. This needs to be a Gwen Stefani here. I mean.
What is that?
No doubt. You have to know for a fact that this is the decision.
Sidebar. Alex, is that a thing
that
people say?
I've never heard of it.
Have you ever? Okay, back to the conversation.
The vasectomy. Snippy snip. Snippy snip is actually playing ACL this weekend.
Okay, stop. It's enough. We get it. You're trying to be funny. We get it. You're funny.
All right. No, for reals. Oh, but what if it's a game changer? What if she says, get a vasectomy or we're done?
Well, then be done. Feel like that's not the right relationship to be in.
Really?
See, I'm going to piss a lot of people off right here, but I'm saying that you need to be married to ask that. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
Really?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, because you know why? Because I'm going to tell you why.
They're in a committed relationship,
I'm going to tell you why, because here's the deal. Those kids that she has aren't his kids biologically. They're not his. He could walk away. If they break up, he can walk away and never have to see him again, unless he chooses to. My wife and I, if we get divorced or we get separated or something like that, I can't just walk away from those kids. I would never, because they're my biological blood. You just don't walk away. There'll be a legal battle and there's something that'll, you know, make it hurt a little more. With him, there's no, I'm just a fan of being married. If you're going to be married, be married. And I know that sounds bad and some people think that.
Well, they have agreed that they don't want to be married, and they've also agreed that they don't want any kids.
Still a baby relationship though.
Yeah.
Two years is a little baby.
I mean, what's the point? Why wouldn't you get married at this point?
That's not the question. The question is, why is she so intent on him getting a vasectomy when there's lots of other ways to prevent having a baby?
Absolutely. I would never ask that if I was a girl in the situation.
There you go, Lewis. Hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, brother. He's messed up more.
I know. I'm not even sure what I got out of this conversation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.